You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more.
The Oilers had a very optional skate. Lots of players weren't on the ice. Draisaitl, Kane, Hyman, etc. Nugent Hopkins was on the ice. Draisaitl's really the only question mark. I think he's going to play. Tanev, it sounds like we could see 11 and 7 on both sides tonight, Shogger. Do you think there's any advantage either way for either team, 11 and 7?
Well, I mean, I think if Connor McDavid gets on the ice more, then that's an advantage for the Oilers. They don't need to be in an 11-7 formation for that to happen. But, I mean, I think that the Oilers need to get off to a good start tonight, Greg. So I think that Jay Woodcroft's fix for their early game troubles was McDavid every second shift. And I think we'll probably see that tonight. I'm pretty sure they'll be in an 11-7 formation tonight, and pretty sure that Draisaitl will be in, as Ken Holland basically said yesterday. But I think they're just going to go right back to firing McDavid out there every other shift. But I do think they are going to have to settle back into trying to keep more guys engaged in the game, because I think you are going to need to be able to roll at least three lines and have your extras usable over the long haul here to beat Calgary.
Which player is more likely to get back into the mix, Puljujärvi or Fogel?
I'd say Puljujärvi. I mean, I think that they'll give him an opportunity. I think they'll want to give him a chance to be engaged in this series if he can. I think it's important, Struds, to wipe everybody's slate nice and clean, just sort of say, hey, you know, never mind last series, time to get going. And you just give guys an opportunity to do that. I think that'll be good for Puljujärvi. Fogel, if they're 11-7, you know, I don't necessarily see that being in the cards for him. But the one for me is, like, if they do decide to bring a fresh body back into the lineup, who's it going to be, right? Do they go back to Fogel? Is it Devin Shore? Do they look at Dylan Holloway? What would the option be if they did decide to go and add a fresh body in? But I don't know that it'll be Fogel yet.
I would agree. It probably won't at this point. I'm very... You know, there's been so much talk about, if this is a 5-on-5 series, it's a huge advantage for Calgary. Like, I don't know. I crunched all the numbers, Shogger, from Woodcroft and Calgary. And the 9-5 game drastically skewed everything. If you look at the other 38 games, they're almost even at 5-on-5. They're even across the board in goals for, goals against. Power play was 24% each. Penalty kill was 82-81. They each had 55 points. I just don't see this massive 5-on-5 advantage that that people are trumping today. I don't get it.
I would agree with you. I mean, I think the Oilers are a good 5-on-5 team right now, and I think they were under Woodcroft. Yeah, there was that one night that was brutal, and you can't just discount that. I mean, the last time these two teams played, the Flames embarrassed the Oilers. Like, flat out embarrassed them. So you don't just get to say, well, that didn't happen. It did. But I do think the Oilers learned lessons. And I do think that they took their lumps with that one. You heard McDavid talking about it today. Listen, the one area of concern, if you're an Oiler fan, guys, you're sitting looking at this. Like, the Calgary Flames scored first 54 times this year. 54 times. Best in the league. The Oilers were 29th. Calgary starts on time. They start on time all the time. The Oilers do not. And then when you look at the way Calgary had to play to get past Dallas, how much they had to just flood the offensive zone and just pucks at the net and the frenetic pacing of their offense, I think there's a danger zone here in the first 10 minutes for the Oilers, because the Flames just have the tilt-a-whirl going in the offensive zone based on the way that last series went. They always start on time. Mike Smith is not Ottinger. This thing could be 3-0 Calgary 15 minutes in if the Oilers do not show up on time. I think that is a huge danger zone for the Oilers, the first 15 minutes of this game.
Joined by Ryan Rashok from TSN. He's down in Calgary, as is Greger, as we get you ready for the Battle of Alberta Game 1, NHL Playoff Round 2. Absolutely awesome. So outside of getting 97 out there, you know, relatively often and early on to kind of push back against Calgary, is there another player or group of players you think need to be kind of just at the forefront of that tip of the spear to push back?
Yeah, Struds, I'll go with Archibald and Cassian, and here's why. They're not going to get a ton of ice time, and people are going to roll their eyes. But you've got a Calgary blue line that's banged up, and you got a goalie in Calgary that likes to play the puck. What you got to do is you got to kind of do what the Kings are trying to do against the Oilers. Place the puck into the offensive zone where the goalie can't get it and go and pound on the defenseman. Josh Archibald and Zach Cassian have the ability to move the dial in this series because if they can hit these defensemen enough, they can hurt them. And Shillington, we know, is hurt. He's a good mobile defenseman. You know, Zadorov, much bigger guy. He's playing banged up right now. Chris Tanev is playing banged up right now. So if Josh Archibald and Zach Cassian can keep it between the lines and do it properly, but just be heat-seeking missiles, either one of those guys can dramatically affect this series in one shift because these D-men are hurt and they got to be hitting everything that moves and make that investment physically in what they think will be a long series. So, of course, Hyman and Kane and Nuge and all those guys got to do their things. But I think what you're asking for is maybe a bit of an intangible, and that's one for me.
It's interesting for me, you know, physicality will definitely play a part in the series. I don't think, like, Calgary's got a few big guys, obviously Zadorov, Gabranson, and Lucic. But after that, they're not that big. Like, you know, you look at their forwards, they got a lot of small forwards too. So I think Edmonton really, for me, this is probably a good matchup for Edmonton's defense, which isn't that big. They're going to have to play more physical on not an overly physical group, right? Obviously, when Lucic is out, you got to keep your head on a swivel because he can run you through the boards. But, you know, Matthew Tkachuk is, he's a grindy guy, but like Zach Hyman, Tkachuk doesn't really run guys over very often. I know he hit Cassian pretty hard that obviously kind of reignited the whole Battle of Alberta, but for the most part, he's more of like an annoying, grindy, like in your face all the time. It doesn't run you over very often. Connor McDavid, I jokingly asked him, Shocker, about adding the power forward portfolio to his resume because he's got 24, he had fourth most hits on the Oilers. He's in the top 40 in the NHL in the postseason. And that means while he's leading the NHL in scoring. And I think Edmonton is going to have to, you talked about a good start. I think Edmonton has to, because I thought there was two games in LA where they weren't emotionally invested, and I don't think that can happen in this series.
Oh, you can't have that happen. Not on this moment. Like, you absolutely cannot have that happen in this situation. There's too much on the line. It's too important a game. There's absolutely no reason not to be completely engaged emotionally in this. Like, Strati, I don't know how you feel about it, buddy, but if they don't come out with the requisite emotion in this game, holy smokes.
Yeah, you know what? I just don't think that's a big issue. I honestly, I go back to that game one, and when Yamamoto was trying to choke out, was it Kempney? Or I mean, it was just like he was so overjacked. You know, it just, I think you have to really, and we've had a lot of guys on that have played in these big games, you know, between that time and now, and it's about being ready but managing those emotions, right? It's still a business. You got to go out there. So, I mean, I can't see them not being ready to play. I'm more worried about them being the other way and trying to run it out of the way to get hits or trying to do too much. I think the first 10 minutes, you just want to play a good road period. Be strong, get your hits in, and just kind of not let Calgary win the game in the first 10 minutes rather than you giving them the win in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, Calgary's going to have all kinds of energy from this building. Like, this building, it's a smaller building. It's unreal in there. It's going to be super loud, super intense. I just think Calgary's going to come really hard with a push early. And, you know, I think there's going to be a certain amount of withstanding that the Oilers are going to have to do. I'm really focused on this first 10, 12, 14 minutes, guys, because the way Calgary was playing in that Dallas series, they are generating tons offensively. That's the mindset they're in, and the Oilers are going to have to figure out an answer for that.
Shager, have yourself a good one, buddy. We will talk to you at the rink.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game, guys.